As you study your long career, you have been working in university.
Yes.
Then Toyota Research
Lab. Essentially 4 years.
You are also now very active. Can you explain this Japan system? Why is Japan, let's say, we say in Europe or from the States point of view, technological and science superpower? It is. You agree with this statement? Also, the statistical data from number of scientists, number of
Nobel Prize recipients.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
and after the Second War, you started from nothing.
Well, probably you heard the story of what I'm going to tell you from magazines or newspapers or whatever. You see, when we were defeated by Second World War II, all Japanese became very poor, including myself and my father and mother. Had very hard time to survive, and we have to live in a very small house. And of course, when I was a student at the elementary school and junior high school, it's an entirely different world. But we have to survive. And so, anyway, I don't know how my parents said to me, but I worked hard myself. Of course, there are many children, depending on the family or individual abilities. But somehow, I was very lucky so that I could enter very good high school without difficulty, and I could pass the entrance examination of Nagoya University, which is one of the best conventional universities in Japan. But as I told you just a few moments ago, my father really wanted for me to become a medical doctor, but I declined to follow his advice, and instead I chose a way to become a scientist. When I was a very small kid, I wanted to become an engineer.
Uh-huh.
I want to become an engineer and to build airplane or train or automobiles, something like that, I was saying to my parents. But once I entered Nagoya University,